We started talking about the mitzvah of simcha, as we talked about Mishnechnas Adar, Marbim Simcha, Adar Bet, and Yerushalmi already talks about that we have the 30 days before the Chag. So many of us already for Adar Aleph, we've been thinking about it, waiting to get to Adar Bet, waiting to get to Purim. And one of the important mitzvot is the concept of the drinking that you've heard a lot about. And therefore, I'm not going to go through all the sources. I'll go through some of them. I wanted to go through a little bit of some of the questions that come up about the drinking. Not whether the halacha is that you should shech to your friend like Rab and Rab Zera, but more of the yash. More of the... but more of the hashkafa of really starting with understanding that if we do paskin la halacha of chayiv adam levsume, like the Shulchan Aruch brings down, chayiv inish levsume bepuria the lo yada ben aror haman the baruch Mordechai. And part of it is to understand that a lot of these weeks, especially tonight, where you have the yahrzeit of the Mashgiach son who was killed, is one of the massacre in Merkaz Arav, one of the eight years ago, being able to know what it means, Arur Haman. So you don't have to know more than just listening to the news over the last 36 hours of understanding what the Arur Haman has to teach us. That we live in a world that nothing's evil, everything's gray, everything has to be politically correct, and then all of a sudden you have Trump here, and you live in a world that is there really evil, Arur Haman, and you read the news in Uruguay, where a Jew was killed, or where I have a friend of mine who's in Sakhachev right now by the Avni Nezer, where they have expletives of the Jews on his kever, on the OL outside. Part of understanding what pure evil is, that's part of the Geula process of Purim, of being able to really clarify, to get that clarity of understanding of what is Arur Haman, really understanding what Arur Haman is. And that's the other side of the coin of Baruch Mordechai, that you need to really understand Baruch Mordechai, you have to understand Arur Haman. It's not just that you're plaster and wasted and therefore you can't say the words Arur Haman and Baruch Mordechai. That's not the purpose of the Gemara. Gemara is really coming for clarity to understand that there is pure evil. There are Hamans out there. There was a political article that I read about the whole idea. Very fascinating article about how Obama, with why the snub of with Netanyahu, that it was just another game, that he did the exact same thing March of 2009. Same idea that now he's trying to prepare his final solution of being able to have, now I'm getting to politics, but the guy who wrote the very long article claimed, I don't remember who I read it for a while today, just claimed that it's part of his going out present of, and therefore, we live in a world of marketing, of distortion at times, and part of Purim is to come and say, okay, let's get clarity. Let's get clarity of what it means. That it's not only... You have to have the two sides of the Shulchan Aruch. You start off saying Yizgaber Ka'ari, and the Ramah quotes from the Rambam Mor Nebuchim and says Shiviti Hashem Lenegi Tami. And the Ramah ends off the Shulchan Aruch saying Tov Lev Mishteh Tamid. If you're not a person who doesn't understand the Shiviti Hashem Lenegi Tamid as the Baruch Mordechai, then the Tov Lev Mishteh Tamid is going to be worthless. You need to have those two together.
And that's why the question of the Avudraham, one of the Rishonim, is what's up with this? Since when do we have a mitzvah, especially in the modern times, where people have drinking problems, and people are, how people are irresponsible when they're drinking. And that's why so many people in the modern high schools and in the world have a very big problem with what's going on. But even without the modern issues, we know that wine in our history, in our Tanakh history, Mr. Ross, in Tanakh, Noach, Lot, Noach, Lot. It's an Oprah Winfrey top salad. What do we have? How could it be that we have this mitzvah to drink? What is it about the wine? And I think that there are two messages that are equally important for us as we get excited for the next 14 days. For our Kabbalat HaTorah to even be more of the Simcha. Number one, the first answer, the Avudraham, and it's quoted by the Bir Halacha, is since all the miracles happened through the Mishteh of Yayin, all the Nisim that happened in the time of Ahasuerus was because of Mishteh Yayin. At the beginning, as we know, Vashti for the Malchut Mishteh Yayin, Vayom Ashvi, thank you, Kitov Leva Melach B'Yayin, Amar Laviyat Vashti HaMalkah, everything was Mishteh Yayin. Everything, all these psukim is all surrounded about mishteyayin. Etc. All these things, it just doesn't say yayin, it says the mishteyayin. To teach me that wine was part of the nis. And a lot of times we think about memory. We think about being, Bernie Sanders just talked about his Jewishness. The only thing that he was able to talk about was the Shoah. That was his whole Moreshet. And one of the things we talk about is not only an intellectual memory of Avram Avinu making Aliyah, hint, hint, but also, we talk about an experiential memory. I will tell you, I led Musaf. I was the Chazan in the Musaf. And I started. Was any of the guys here for me by last Shabbos? Was here for last Shabbos? Yeah. Fima was with me by Shabbos. I started Musaf with the. Not with a certain niggin. So I started that tune. It's a very powerful tune leading into Hashivenu. And then one of the reasons I started that, because right now we're in 2016? 17? 16. 16. 16. So 16 years ago, in year 2000, I was in the Gross Kol. And one Shabbos, there was a guy, who I see his face right now. Right now I'm not remembering his name. Who led Musaf. And it was a very, very powerful. That was his Musaf. That's how he started Musaf. And when I'm in 2016 leading Musaf, as the Chazan for Musaf, I travel back in time, the time machine, for myself, to be able to be there. It's not just intellectually ladat et Hashem, but it's lahamin b'Hashem. That's how Rav Soloveitchik explains the mitzvah of emunah. There's an intellectual memory of knowing, of remembering, of knowing. There's also an experiential memory of reliving that experience. So many of us are used to that when it comes to Mitzrayim. That b'chol dov ador chayav adam laharot et atzmo, to friend to see it. But here, we see it already in Purim also, of reliving these experiences. Doesn't mean, oh, I'm sorry. It's reliving that experience. A Jew is not a Jew who's stuck just in the present. A Jew pre-anticipates the future, but he re-experiences his glorious past. That's a chiyuv of a halachic Jew. This is something that's what the cutesy Chazal say, that b'chol yom v'yom, the Torah is given me chadash, or how the Ramban says it's a love to forget Maimon Har Sinai. It's not just an intellectual piece. It's re-experience, re-accepting the Torah every day, where it's not just a rote experience. If you're going back to Har Sinai, you're an important link to Har Sinai. That is one of the messages of the Mishteh Yayin. to be able to understand that. When you're drinking the wine, if you're a person who's just drinking the wine, l'shem drinking wine, you're being over in the Siddharis, it's pasha. But if you understand that part of the wine is I'm going and attaching myself as part of a pot, a subcategory of emunah, of being able to understand that look what happened. They wanted to be laharogotanu, just like now they want to be laharogotanu. And part of the drinking is to say, ani ma'amin, ani ma'amin. Not only what happened at the time of the Gula of Purim, but even though right now that I'm living through the Reshit Smichat Gula Teinu right now. That's one message I think of Purim, of the drink. I think the second message of it is similar again to what the Netziv says about why do we have four kosot of Yayin on Pesach as opposed to four anything else. It's a Mordechai's question in Arvei Pesach. And he explains that wine, what's special about wine is that it shows your true colors. Right? If you eat four types of bread, you're not going to see it on your face. Especially and the wine. What? Especially what?
Unless you're yoni.
You're allergic? What?
The bread, yeah.
No, the bread, yeah. That would be interesting. But the that would be a good pilot three.
Like that.
The pilot three.
Yeah,
I'm gonna.
I'm loyal. You can't know if you're
I told. I you should know. It's almost like I almost like forgot about the months of work to be able to make sure that I didn't have to get emails. But okay, you know, interesting how you forget things. Baruch Hashem, you have to re-experience them. The second message. The second message is very much that the wine tells you about different stages. That's how the Netziv explains it. It changes each step of the way, and you see it on your face. What's called the Arba Lashonot Shel Geula, it's the Arba Prakim of Geula. Reminds you of the different stages of growth, of freedom in the case of Mitzrayim. And here, I think it expressing that liveliness, that you're alive. Because as what they wanted to do on Purim is they wanted on one level just to kill us. They didn't want us to be like Chanukah, as the Levush says, where they wanted us alive, but they wanted us to assimilate. Here, they just wanted to kill us. And what we're celebrating is this concept of being alive. And we're proud to be a Jew. Wine, a certain level, helps us understand to put down all those things that we or don't let ourselves feel, to feel alive at times because of psychological or theological issues that come up. But you're able to say, Baruch Hashem Ani Chai, as anybody I've spoken to, Rav Hadari, three or four times over the last 2-3 weeks, anytime I talk to him, Mashalom Arav, Baruch Hashem Chai! You know? I'm like, oh my goodness, you know, it's like scary. You know, Baruch Hashem Chai. I'm like, Pashut. B'shecha Pashut. And I'm like, oh boy.
He's been really jumpy recently.
What?
He's been really jumpy recently.
It's Adar.
Adar.
Adar, baby. The idea is, I think of the drinking, that message, as opposed to the first message, which is, it's a certain level of emunah, of not just being constricted and restricted into the hoveh, but re-experiencing the past. Here, it's also the concept of, it's also emuna, but it's a different type. So one of the emuna of the physical sense of a yid, that you're alive, even though they want to kill us, Baruch Mordechai, that you're physically alive. And as I said before, the halacha talks about that it has to be done during the Sunnah. So therefore, a person who drinks at nighttime, you know, unless you're going like a Rav Yashita, which is not Paskin La Halacha, you shouldn't be doing it. You're going against Halacha. When should a person be drinking? You should be drinking amongst the Suda, Tocha Suda. And as the Brisker Rav says, this is a different type of Mishteh, as I just described. It's not the normal type of Mishteh. Because it's Yemei Mishteh V'Simcha. The Brisker Rav says, it's not, normally we drink wine as a means to have simcha. Here, there's something more about this mishteh. That's what I described now. The first one is emunah. The second one is to celebrate your Jewishness, to celebrate your physicality, that you're alive. And I believe, again, if a person doesn't have the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch to the end of the Shulchan Aruch in his pocket that way, of Shiviti Hashem LeNegdi Tamid, with the other bookend of Tov Lev Mishteh Tamid, it's very hard for me to believe that somebody should be following the din of the Shulchan Aruch of getting Shikr. I think we follow, as the Ashkenazim, we follow the Ramah. The Ramah says they drink a lot more than you used to. So you drink a lot more than you used to. Or to quote his language, shouldn't misquote, Yoter, Yishtei Yoter, whether it's Meher Gilo, should drink a lot more than you're used to, and then go to sleep. Because once you go to sleep, you don't know the difference between Arur Haman and Moruch Moruch. So you have to be responsible. If your person's irresponsible, not drinking at all is also a problem. But a person who just wants to use it as an excuse, so if you go look at the Bach who talks about drinking what's called a holulus, right, just out of pure levity, it's pasha that it's against halacha. And don't use it as a tramp to go against halacha. It's a very, very special time. It's time of Avodas Kodesh. And it's something that's very, very special within yeshiva. To be able to celebrate Purim of a Kabbalat HaTorah, of Misimcha, of Hadar V'Kiblua, B'mei HaChashverosh, that we're re-accepting it through Simcha, through the Emunah, of knowing that we have what we have, both on a physical sense, and also as an Emunah sense. If you have any questions, I want to hear it right now, if you think that's good. And then I want to sing a little bit more. And I want to talk just briefly about the next month to be able to take advantage. Any things before we close this topic? Yeah.
Why is not drinking Anshu?
Why is not drinking Anshu?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you allergic?
No.
Because we follow the Ramah. The Ramah.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, the Ramosas. What the
Ramosas? Guys, Josh.
The.
Did he turn this off?
Yeah,
no. How did he
turn it off?
I need to slide to unlock. I don't know. I'll bring this into the basement.
Sure.
Next time, leave us your password.
Thank you.
Magdish.
I'm assuming we're coming. It's done.
Very nice. Who are you recording?